Good evening once again, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jason Wetzel from scenic and historic downtown Fayetteville coming to you once again. And we have the creative genius of the Gilbert Theater, Mr. Lynn Pryor. Lynn, what do we have in store tonight?
Hi, Jason. Good to see you. Well, I'm going through that scrapbook some more.
This
huge
yes.
scrapbook. It's about 2 feet wide. And it is just filled with all kinds of ephemera of our early years. I mean, don't you love old programs?
I love it.
And posters and what and so forth. That's what I've just been inundated looking through these 20-plus years of Gilbert history. And look what I found. In fact, the table is filled with things I found. And I'll be sharing each one of them with you and our listeners. This is what the theater party with the invitation looked like. It came in the mail to selected people, and it was called a theater party because I was afraid that I was going to be, as it turned out, found out that this whole thing was illegal. It didn't meet the fire code. It didn't meet you name it. But I convinced myself, since it was free, we could just do what we wanted.
And by the way, read what's on the invitation.
Anyway, this is the card that would go out for each of the early plays. This wonderful G, which Greg Hathaway, the Potter downtown, historic downtown, designed for us. Gilbert Theater, 647 Brass Lane, Fayetteville, 28301, presents a theater party. Then it has the date, place for the date and time, and then respond, s'il vous plaît, and then the number. Didn't I mention last week that I was the box office?
You were the box. Or you still are.
that I would...
They have an answering machine now.
Well, I know. I mean, I felt that I had to be doing everything at least adequately. And that I ran the box office for 2 hours every afternoon. People would call that number. But I can't believe this. I don't even have the name of what the play is. So much for that. Moving right along. Now, we did so much original work, Jason. When my aegis ended, if that's the right correct use of that word, 18 years, exactly 100 plays. Mm. Robin Parrish has been there for 3 years, beginning the new season this month, September 2015, with Young Frankenstein, the musical. They started rehearsal this weekend. The director, who will be gracing our table next week as our guest, Steve, is directing it, and he's living on the sleeping on the stage downstairs, and we do what we can. But out of that 100 I did, I used to count things up, and I think we did about 25 to 30 of them were original scripts.
Oh, my word.
Let's be very honest about this. One of the attractions of original script was there was no royalties. But I like to think that that wasn't the only reason.
Now, let me ask you, out of those 30 original scripts, how many of them were written here in the Fayetteville area?
Most of them were here. They were local playwrights.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked at that. When I look at that list, and so proud of so many of those original, but we entered several years in a row the North Carolina Theater Conference. This is where theater entities around the state meet at different cities, and there's a fabulous several days of seeing plays and doing things for high school drama people. And we entered several years in a row. We came in second 1 year. And that was the postcard I'm looking at right now. And this is what that play was. The Gilbert Theater presents Chris Canfield's Friendly Fire, a premiere. Small town life is disrupted as a Gulf War veteran struggles with the darker side of human nature in his psychodrama, set in Chapel Hill. So he was, this is so many years ago now, I think he was a prof there at one of the universities. This, as I see, was directed by Michael Brocky, sponsored, one of our sponsors, the Arts Council, dates and times and so on, and how to get tickets and so on. Well, we did it. It was, those were the days we were still downstairs, and it was super. And I said, we're taking this to the competition. And we did. And I forget how many companies around the state had entered that year, but six or eight, I suppose. One company, a very long-established, well-regarded company in the Asheville area, where they were presenting Death of a Salesman. And so here we are doing a premiere about it happening in Chapel Hill, to do with gunfire, firearms. And then here was this modern classic, but done and done and done, by this company. Well, after all the plays were over that were in the contest, the judges, there were three of them, went into a locked room and probably soundproof, and as it turned out, it should have been padded as well, because they got in an argument. Two of them said that Death of a Salesman should be the winning play this year. Another person said, what are you talking about? This Friendly Fire was superb. It's an original work. And fought for us. But he lost. Now, of course, I knew none of this until everything was over. The awards had been given, and we were given second prize. And, you know, for a fledgling theater company, it was darn good. But later, this judge called me over and whispered to me and said, this was the story, and told me what I just told you.
Excellent.
Well, after it was, and I have to say this, where Chris Canfield is today after all these years, I don't know. But my feeling was that he came here to see the play at the house. Surely he saw it in the competition too. That I can't remember, but he probably, I'm not sure. But he saw it for the first time here. And so we're having our lobby time, as usual, and wine coolers, and there's a fire in the fireplace, and there's probably 30, 40 people. And here he comes. And please forgive me, Chris, if you're listening, but your attitude was one of skepticism. And I guess I don't know where that was behind, what the reason behind that was. You saw the space, what can this possibly be? But, you know, I had been working with him on the phone or in correspondence. Well, when it was over, he wrote this letter to me. Dear Lynn, I'm so sorry that this is the first chance I've had to let you know what a wonderful experience it was to see Friendly Fire on its opening night at the Govert. I was truly amazed at what Michael and the cast had done with the material and the space. Lane, Mark, and David, and Jermaine each brought special insight into the characters. I appreciate more than they can know the personal investments they made in bringing the play to life. There were nuances of interpretation and stage craft, hear, hear to Rhonda, Martha, Charles, and David, that were beyond my own imaginings for the piece. As I appreciated the chance to discuss the idea of the play with Kit and the audience afterward. That is my son Kit. And I'd forgotten that he was there that night. We wanted him there that night because he was, perhaps you've heard of the massacre at Luigi's Restaurant.
Yes.
Have you? In 1993. And this play was the following year or so. And Kit was the first responder, my son was the first responder at this massacre, and his action ended the shooting inside, and so that's why he was here, I guess. And I'm remembering now that there was a discussion afterwards with my son. I'm also sorry that I was unable to return for a second viewing, although a short run, I suspect the work matured even more by the end. I hope you had full and appreciative audience throughout. Lynn, you have a unique understanding with the Gilbert and do a great service to the art. Please accept my thanks and pass it on to all those involved. I would be flattered if circumstance allowed you to take this to the North Carolina Theater Conference next year. May we all receive the gifts we most need this holiday season. I believe I've already got mine. Sincerely, Chris.
Excellent. That's well done.
Lovely letter.
Well done.
And we did, as I say, take it to the competition. We're put up against a 50 or 60 year old company in the mountains in the Nashville area, and almost came first.
How did this what impact did this second prize have on the Gilbert?
Well, we were very proud of it, but you know what, Jason? Things, when you're in the theater world, you can't. It's hardly time to say good things. You're just on to the next project. You're fighting this. You're raising money. You're casting. You're recasting. Your original script is being reworked, and so there's not much time for reflection. But I certainly am reflecting on it now after all these years. But we have, this would be a nice one to frame and put on the wall at the Bow Street Theater, wouldn't it? We have a wall that's called the Founders Wall with my portrait and all that. And then this and that from the past. But this one is one now that's been seen the light of day, being rescued from that god-awful scrapbook. Anyway, so yeah, so that was very satisfying. But it's, you're only as good as your next meal. Somebody mm-hmm, said, mm-hmm, "Only as good as your next play." And you, and your on your own, your what you, your mission for the theater, for the quality, you know, just you just want to keep it up as long and as often as you can, absorb the ones that are disappointing. And there were a handful of those under my aegis. But you're swept along. When performing arts, there is little time for anything. But I like our theater story section tonight was about criticism, and we got started talking about that. We're going to have several shows on criticism, and we'll get into the meat of what we would like a critic to see and write about in a play. But in all frankness, it has to be there. The quality, I mean, the all of these things that we know how now. We now know how to do a really outstanding play. There are classes on it. There are wonderful books on it. There you can talk with, have mentors. We know how to do a good play. In the selection, in the directing, the casting. They say a director's job, 80% of it's finished if you cast correctly. Or all hell breaks loose if you don't. And then you just have to work. Anyway, it's another story. But we now know how to do theaters well, and sometimes superbly. This past season, we entered into the superb category with Streetcar Named Desire, and we've had our share of those. But anyway, so you're asking about the thing. Well, it's these awards. The awards itself is on the wall downtown. But this letter, perhaps you can go up there too. But anyway, now let's look at something else. Let's look at another play we did. And this one was directed by the wonderful Marcela Casals, an absolute brick, an absolute foundation stone for our theater, directed numerous plays, and this is one of the early ones. the South African playwright Athol Hogarth's Master Harold and the Boys. Set during South Africa's apartheid, the play explores the nature of human prejudice. It's placed in a restaurant what's the big city?
Soweto. Johannesburg.
Johannesburg. I believe that was it. And it's the owner's son is in school. He's white. And the cook and different ones are black. And it's their relationship. It was just an unforgettable time for anybody that was lucky enough to be there. And I'm looking at the program. What can it say? What can we say about it?
It's a nice program.
Yeah, that's a very expensive program.
Sturdy.
Very heavy paper stock.
This is very nice. It certainly is. It says about the author, Athol Hogarth was born in 1932 in Cape Province, South Africa. And it tells about his career in writing. About the play, in Master Harold and the Boys, the author has journeyed so deep into the psychosis of racism that all national boundaries quickly fall away, that no one is left unimplicated by his vision. Mr. Hogarth has forced us to face, point blank, our capacity for hate, but we're also left with the exultant hope that we may yet practice compassion without stumbling. The choice, of course, is ours. Mr. Hogarth's wrenching play, which insists that we make the choices. And we are with, this is so time. We do this play tomorrow, and it can be just as relevant, of course.
They did a film adaptation of it in 2010.
I didn't realize that.
Any members of the cast come out?
And then it gives the one.
The company it was just.
Yeah, on. Right. This is really a nice program. And the cast. Renee Minifee, a marvelous actor, Marcella's former husband, Jermaine Menser, Kathleen Banovich. That down in that stage, 13 and a half feet by 11, we have photos in the big scrapbook, Jason. I don't think we'll wrestle it over here. I might dislocate my back.
And the Master Harold was done what year?
That was 96. Mm-hmm. We did plays that were written by foreigners. Most of our originals, all of our originals were native people, North Carolinians. But I love cast with small plays myself. James can take this out. I love plays with small casts. Is that what I said? And because it suited the space down there. You know, last week we talked about Crisis at Trinity with 10, 12 men in it. And it worked, but they didn't do much moving around, I'll tell you. But most of the time, I would choose plays with small casts. And I know Marcella was the one who found this thing, Kevin, bless her heart. Because it suited the space, but that's only part of what's needed down there. You need great storytelling, superbly told, and that's what we had on those nights, I'll tell you that.
And the size of the stage again was
11 and a half by 13.
For those of you at home, measure that off in your room. It's probably half the size of your living room.
But it's amazing, isn't it? Once you put set pieces in there, we had a play once about a blind man called Light Sensitive. There was a clawfoot bathtub on the stage. There was a table. There were chairs. It just comes to see. It works. you don't, you know, go down there now with the director Steve and his bed on it. It looks so so tiny. But he's directing his play right now. He's not in the bed. But anyway, it was just every time I would say, how this space just keeps expanding and expanding. Now, I'm picking up something else. We had so much fun doing special things for the Gilbert family. And one of them was our annual Christmas show. And this one, let me see what it says. This green, Christmas green, Gilbert Theater presents Truman Capote's A Christmas Memory, a reading. And I did the reading. I did that reading for years and years in Berkeley at a beautiful club. And so I read it so many times that I'm just reminded that I read it down there years ago. And then we would have people up here with wonderful refreshments and beautiful decorations. So Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. The Gilbert. Plays. Programs, postcards, thank you notes. Talk. Thank you, Jason, for another lovely evening.
Thank you, Lynn.